from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Claster, Tommy Claster, glad to be back with you.
Start that over. Why don't we start at the beginning and go back?
Jacob Albrock, Tommy Claster, glad to be back with you here on the program. The IHOP hotline is back open now for you. 869-1240, brought to you by IHOP, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes deal through September 15th. Let's talk a little football and all the football coverage on KFH presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We get Chiefs starter news, Tommy. As we sort of bring it out into the universe, we get the information. As we wondered about it with the Juwan Taylor injury, Andy Reid talks, and the plan is, as it always has been in the new 3-game system, for the starters to play through the first half on Saturday against the Lions. Now, that doesn't surprise me, and I sort of anticipated that, but what we really need to see is how much do they actually play? You know what I mean? Like, is it, and I think it's, I don't put myself in the business of second-guessing Andy Reid's strategy for coaching in this way, for preparing his teams. Because, and I say that not just to be like dismissive of it, but because his teams work so many things now offensively to be able to use and do things late in a season. We've seen enough of it now to know that they're always setting something up. They're always working to get to something they would plan on using way down the line, and you can go back to sound for history from Patrick Mahomes being like, yeah, we started working on that in training camp or whatever it is on big plays that have happened. But what will also not surprise me if is Andy Reid quickly abandons that plan. So he says they'll play through the first half, but the reality is if they get 3-4 possessions and he works through what he wants to work through, he's going to yank them before halftime. If they don't get there, they may very well play all the way to half. That's sort of how he's always done it, and that's what we'd expect. But I would tell you, watch that offensive line. If they don't have a unit out there that they feel like is they're comfortable with protecting Patrick Mahomes, I would imagine he comes out a little earlier than planned.
Yeah, this makes me nervous, and you know I don't like second guessing Andy Reid, and I know that this is what he's done in the past, especially with the 3-game preseason set. It makes me nervous because of the injuries that we've seen. And not only, and I'm not even talking really specifically about the Hollywood Brown injury, but right. with everything else that's going on, you've got Wanya Morris, you know, on the shelf for right now. You've got Juwan Taylor. Don't know the severity of that injury. So there's a lack of depth already at offensive line, which of course you would think will impact Patrick Mahomes and not having as much protection or as good of protection, you know, as he would have with both of those guys available and healthy. So that is something that concerns me. I'm going to be crossing my fingers. I think that this preseason game for me changes from me being excited to watch the Chiefs play to me watching with bated breath. And I just want to see these guys get through the first couple of possessions and get on the bench because it makes me nervous.
That's how I always feel about the preseason and training camp. For that matter, because we've seen more injuries in training camp than we have in the preseason game that has been played by far, right? We see training camp injuries every day. And this happens every year. There is no good answer for it. And of course, it's not a black and white issue. It's a gray area issue. The reality is Kingsley Suamataya needs reps at left tackle. If he is going to start the season as the Chiefs left tackle, as it appears that he will, he needs game reps.
Well, he's not going to have a choice if Wanya Morris continues, right. you know, to be so, injured.
But what I mean is, like, certain players need it more than others. So it's all, like, it is this, there's no perfect answer. Because you need some of your people that are maybe moving positions or being asked to do something to get these reps in. But in order to get a true representation, you kind of need them to get the reps with the others start. So it's all, like, just hold your breath, right? Like, there's no correct answer. Some teams just shut it all down and don't play their starters. That's their prerogative. Andy Reid doesn't want to do that. And I always go back to, again, the injury risk is just as high to me in training camp. Not so much normal practice, I don't think, but in training camp, at some point, you have to practice at full speed. You have to play the game at full speed. That's why we see a lot of injuries in training camp, because that's what's happening. They don't practice like that in the regular season. So you got to just get through it and hold your breath. I'll be very curious to see it, because if when we see this, it makes me think Wanya Morris might play. It makes me think certainly Juwan Taylor would play. It's okay. Like, I don't want to also take all the other enjoyment.
Thing, like, to keep,
I want to see Xavier Worthy play. You want to see all these things.
Just keep this in mind also that we focused on Wanya Morris and the injury that he suffered today. Yesterday and today, it's been Juwan Taylor and his injury. Joe Tooney is, by all accounts, not 100% either. I mean, he's been working his way back from the injury that, you know, basically sidelined him for most of the offseason. So he's, I think, presumably not 100% right now either, trying to get back to game speed. So you've got an offensive line that is really, really banged up. Outside of Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, the presumed starting offensive line, Wanya Morris, I'm kind of putting in there because he split those reps early on with Sue Mataya. But there are a lot of injury issues with the offensive line.
I'm going to give you a prediction. 3 series for the starters. However long that takes, I think we'll get 3 series.
Are you good with that? Like, do you like that? Are you okay with it? I mean, I think you probably are.
If you're asking, what do you mean? From a preparation standpoint or from an injury risk standpoint?
Just, you know, is it the right thing to do? Just generally speaking, to play the starters so, 3 series.
I will say what I always say. I think they need to get the reps in for as much as their coaches feel like they need to get the reps in. I think if the players weren't comfortable with it, we're to a point in the NFL where they could make that clear and it would probably be well received. But generally speaking, with this part of it, there are some coaches who are not good at this, right? Who are not good at being head coaches. Andy Reid is not one of them. He is a Hall of Famer in the conversation for the best that's ever done it. So I'm comfortable with, From a playing perspective, comfortable with whatever the coaching staff says, we need these reps. Now, from an injury risk perspective, here's where I probably differ. But not it's you usually get about a 50-50 split on this. I just inherently think the injury risk is very high in the NFL. And until somebody can show me that there are more injuries in preseason games than in training camp practices, I think it's irrelevant. I think the injury risk is just really high this time of year in general. So I don't think it matters as much as we want to think it matters, right? I think it's you're risking injury by going hard at training camp. Now, some of that gets mitigated, really. And that's the point here, I think. After training camp, which ends today, you have this game. And then that's kind of it for this intensive preparation. And then you can really cool it. So, you know, once you get to that, it's all whether it's camp.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the thing is, like, if you're worried about an injury risk, which is an okay thing to be worried about, don't just shut them down in the preseason game. Shut them down in training camp. Just be shut down until the season starts altogether.
I do think that you have to weigh the importance of the risk of injury versus the preparation benefit. You have to weigh that.
Well, sure.
I'm not saying that preparation isn't important. It absolutely is. But I'm not sure that in this, it's a case-by-case basis. Each team is going to be different with the personnel that they have. And I'm only talking offensively for Kansas City. When you're looking at the starters only, I don't believe that the potential benefit of additional preparation and reps outweighs the potential risk of the injury. Because if you look at I'm talking simply the starters. I'm not going further down the depth chart, but simply the starters that the Chiefs have. There are two starters out of that offense that didn't play with the team last year. Xavier Worthy and Kingsley Suamataya. That's it. There are not free agents that are there, because I'm not counting Hollywood Brown. He's not going to play regardless. So there are two starters offensively that are unfamiliar with that offense out of the 11 guys on the field.
I agree with that, but there are a lot more than that being asked to do different things, which I do think is also a little bit important. So, like, for instance, if Wanya Morris were to play, he's probably going to be asked to do something he wasn't asked to do last year. If, you know, Rashee Rice, I think you have repetition. His role goes unchanged, most likely. Travis Kelce goes unchanged. All the other receivers,
Isaiah Pacheco even the goes guys, unchanged, I think.
Yeah, Isaiah, you want to talk about, if I will give you my line in the sand, I would not let Isaiah Pacheco touch the field in the preseason. Period, full stop. That won't do that, but that's just me. Now, you might want him in there for pass pro, just to be safe for Patrick Mahomes, but I would not play him because I don't think there's much he needs to go. The running backs, that's why we see rookies succeed so often as running backs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At least from what I've always heard from evaluators and executives when they get out of the game, is because it doesn't change all that much for a running back outside of pass protection. What they do is pretty similar to what they've always done. But for these receivers, even if you look at Kadarius Toney, who's been hurt anyway, he's being asked to do something different. Sky Moore's playing for a job, I don't know what the exact depth chart is.
I don't have an issue with that. I mean, Kadarius Toney, I think more than anybody else, has to show quite a bit to
needs
be able
the reps,
to,
right?
to
he get. Needs the reps.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna. And I'm not so, arguing that. I'm simply talking about the starters that Andy Reid said that they were going
the
to be playing
because
in the
right
first
now
half.
We feel like Justin Watson's going to be a starter, right? So does he not play now? Which I could make a case for.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean because he's going to be a starter most likely at least in week one.
But he's got familiarity with the offense. They might be asking him to do a different role or step up or whatever.
No, but I mean,
he's got familiarity
but
with the offense.
You've got to think of him now as
a starter. Here's
so
another example. I would have no problem at all if the Atlanta Falcons in the preseason said we've got to play Kirk Cousins and that offense a lot in the preseason because it's a brand new quarterback, a brand new offense, brand new coach, all of those things. We need the reps before the regular season. And whatever those risks are injury-wise, that doesn't outweigh the necessary preparation that we need to have offensively to get this unit to gel. The Chiefs offense, by and large, the starters gel. There's been continuity in the offensive coordinator. There's continuity in the quarterback. The majority of the wide receivers, especially now that Hollywood Brown is hurt, outside of Xavier Worthy, all of those wide receivers that are probably going to be playing have been a part of camp before. They've been a part of that offense, even going down the depth chart. Like you go all the way, I mean, even past like Sky Moore, Mecole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, those other guys that are Justin Ross has been a part of the team before. Watson's been a part of the team. Like they all have. Denerick Prince, the third string running back, has been a part of the team. There's so much continuity that I really don't think that you've got a whole lot of rust there. I don't think
that
the risk of injury outweighs that.
And I agree with that. And I think this is what I mean. Every situation is different. Every team is different. I will say though, and I have predicted this and I'll stick to it. I do think the offense will look completely different than it has the last 2 years.
It might.
I think
it very well might.
I think it will feel like an entirely different.
It might be different.
So that again, like I don't think they're going to end up playing more than three series, whether it's first half, whether it's first quarter, whether it's whatever. But it's all black and white. I mean, it's not black and white, I should say. It's all gray area. Kingsley Suamataya needs as many reps as he can get. He has got to protect your quarterback's blind side. You would think now for the entire season, he needs to be out there. There's a trickle effect. If he's going to be out there, you'd like him to be working with the group he's going to be working with in the regular season to get a true representation of what he's going to be asked to do. So that's what it's an impossible equation. If you play your left tackle that's never done it, you'd like to have the other guys he's going to be working with in there, right? You'd like to have so he can learn Patrick Mahomes' movements in the pockets and feel those things in a game so he can know if he's going to need to bail out or what another guy next to him style is. Like all of that stuff goes into it. So the point for me is there is absolutely no perfect equation to this. I don't think there's a great way to do it other than universally cut the amount of preseason games that there are so everybody's got the same, starting playing field, every team, and then you just cut it back that way. But again, and I really don't know this, but I would be stunned if there is anything but a marginal difference in the number of injuries in a preseason game versus a training camp practice. I think it's about the same. That's a guess. I don't have that information, but I would guess that. So I think for me in general, when I get to this time of year, July and into August, it is a hold your breath situation, but there is injury in football, and it can come anytime. And it's just when you're in training camp and playing preseason games, it's going to be there no matter what. So you hope for the best, and I do hope for the best. But that is the information we get today. Andy Reid says first half, which is what they always, well, at least what he always says in the three game scenario. I'll bet you they don't. I would put money on that. I'll bet you they don't play in the entire first half. And if they do, we hold our breath and we hope for no serious injury. Look, I mean, the reality is, Ty, if you come out of the preseason and the Hollywood Brown thing is the worst thing that has happened to your team, and this is what kind of sucks and why injuries are the worst, you haven't had a bad, preseason, offseason, whatever. Look at the Vikings. Lordy.
Well, yeah.
But that by all accounts, they don't even know when that happened. They think that may have happened in practice. So it's like, I don't know. There's just, you got to just try to get here. Got to try to get here. We can't get to the regular season soon enough, or really after Saturday, because I think they'll tone it way down after Saturday across the board. We'll all be watching left tackle, I think, more than anything else. And hopefully Juwan Taylor and Wanya Morris can get in there too. But that game is Saturday. It'll come right here on the Odyssey family. Want to come back? We will talk. Did you see the idea for Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers and who he has offered to be he's offered to be a coach on his staff? It's really interesting. And I don't get into this wormhole very often, but I am intrigued by this. We'll get into that next on Sports Daily.
And 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.